Cork's Red FM, official media partner to the Rebel Army.
When we were going up to Salt Hill, we'd a lot of injuries at the moment, and also too the conditions and weather conditions you're not sure about when you go up there. It's a tight enough pitch, and you know, you're not sure what to expect. So to come away with 3 points and to score 4 goals and keep a clean sheet, well then you'd have to be happy with that, especially at this stage of the season.
Especially considering the running of games you've had as well. It's almost been like 2 games a week over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's been hectic, and in fairness, it's been taking its toll, you know. Like, you can see lads are tired and there's knocks and niggles, and we're not training. You know, we're only really doing maintenance training, so it's, you know, it's really, it's just trying to get over the line now. That's the thing we're trying to do, you know.
Salt Hill, as you mentioned, never the easiest of places to go to, so to turn in a performance like you did last night must have been particularly pleasing.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you go and you look at the fixture and you're sort of half, I, to be truthful, I don't really like them fixtures. I'd rather be playing, you know, Shells or playing teams that you're familiar with and you know that they're going to come out possibly and have a go at you, you know. So, you know, that's what we were looking for. Or that's what I'd rather. But last night, there's always an element of unsure. You know, your players themselves, it's difficult. They're playing in front of 2,500, 3,000 in the cross, and then you're going to Salt Hill, a couple of hundred, getting your head blown off in the middle of a field. It's difficult, you know.
Another pleasing thing, Tommy, must have been the spread of scores. 4 different scorers last night.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, like they're coming from different positions. So Graham got another one. You've got Vinny again, who in the last 2 games has played really well. You've got Antonio weighed in, and you've got the other one there was Garrod on the free kick. So it's great that we're getting different scorers, and it's not just coming from Graham and Davin, who primarily have scored the most goals for us this year. So we're delighted from that aspect too. But I think the team, they're playing with a nice bit of confidence, and we encourage them to play regardless of what the level or what the, what would you say, the importance of the game. So, like, I know we're enjoying it, and I know we're worth our entrance fee at the moment, whether it's for scoring goals or conceding goals. Like, it's like we scored, I think, 23 or 4 goals in the last 5 matches, like, five or six games, so it's not bad, you know.
Now, you've got the week off this weekend. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, considering the run you've been on?
Truthfully, with the injuries and stuff, it's got to give us an opportunity to recover some players. And like the next 2 games, Longford and Shells, like obviously they're big matches, we all know that, but you need to be pretty much, you know, a full tilt with, you'd like to think you're, you know, our best 14, 15 players that we have fit and available, you know. So if we can get that, then it gives us a chance, you know.
Now, you went top of the table last night as well with Shelburne losing to Waterford. A few weeks ago, Shelburne were 10 points ahead of you. It's been an amazing turnaround from your side and from Shelburne to lose that big advantage.
Yeah, I think, you know, I even look back to the Wexford match, and I keep saying that the 2 points that we dropped there would have even given us a better position. But we knew that if, like, our main priority and goal this year was to try to get promoted. So we never did panic that Shells were that far ahead of us anyway. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, Shells, and they seem to have over the last number of years where they've been in good positions and they haven't taken them, which I don't know why. But again, they seem to be leaving it till the last day when they probably could have had it wrapped up. So, you know, but at the end of it all, Shelburne will be happy enough to be saying, well, they're still in the mix with 2 games to go too. I know they were 10 points ahead, but at the start of a season, you'd say, right, with Cork City, Limerick, Waterford, who else, Monaghan, who's there, you would have said, if you're in the mix with 2 games to go, you'd take it. And we're in it, and there's Limerick's in it, Monaghan's in it, and Shells now are in it. So it's all to play for.
It's going to be an exciting run in at the moment. Monaghan, as you said, the dark horse is there as well. If they win their remaining games, they're going to be champions. So you'll be looking for maybe Limerick to do you a favour there in their next game.
Yeah, it's out of our hands to